Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, right? You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Won't understand you. Turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, touch where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shop lifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. Uh-oh. That's the story of my life. Yeah. That's the story of my life. Yeah, Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind.
Welcome to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. First, I'd like to thank for all the listeners taking the time out and bonding with me for this short episode today. And our topic is manipulating the Word of God is a dangerous thing to do. If you have your Bible with you, paper and pen, take notes, write down your thoughts, or you may call in. Also, the chat room is open, and available for corresponding or even feedback. We're going to go into the book of Galatians, chapter 6, beginning with the 6th verse. Galatians, chapter 6, beginning with the 6th verse. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we all shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Manipulation, intimidation, and domination. Unfortunately, there's a lot that is right in our churches, which is our temple, our physical place of worship, and unfortunately, it's being sown into our temple, which is our body, where our mind, body, and soul, and spirit dwells. Now, we all get it that a seed is the word of God. But if you are taking the word of God, which is a seed, and intimidating and dominating and manipulating people to think how you think or how you feel or how you see it, that root of that seed is corrupted just like in the word it says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That is eternal, not external. And internal is within. External is the outer being, the flesh. Now, to the body of Christ, I have a question. Are you a minister or a witch? Because we have to be careful cutting and pasting what others be posting on Facebook, Instagramming, Twittering. Because hurt people do hurt people. And it's not just worldly people that hurt people. It is actually people who have been spiritually wounded. That can also hurt people as well. We have to be careful about added and taken away from the word of God. For he said in his word that no man should inherit the kingdom of God. If you add or take away from his word. That's why we have to read the word. But how would you know if it's biblical if you don't read it for yourself? Went to church Sunday, and one thing really stood out. I was just visiting another church, and one thing that stood out to me, he told the congregation, bring your Bible. Read the word for yourself. And I was like the loudest person, amen, because I'm in total agreement, because people do not read the word for themselves. One word can change a whole meaning. You have people that would take the word for self-gratification, for their benefit. Now, I'm not going to get too far into it, but I wanted to share this information that I've seen posted on Facebook, and it had a picture. Now, whether this is true or not, just the thought is a horrible thing to do. This church actually posted non-tithers on the board of the church hallway for everyone to see. Not only is that humiliation, condemnation, but manipulation to make a person feel so bad, ashamed, and embarrassed, either they're going to stop coming to church or either they're going to start paying their tithes. But if they read the word and knew the word for themselves, they would have known exactly what to do or how to handle the situation. Also, that is intimidation. And it's also domination. Spirit of control. The church has become a place of business. They call it kingdom business. It's supposed to be a place for the wounded and the sick. Because when Jesus came, he came for the sick. He didn't come for the physicians. Now, I'm not knocking church. That's where we go for a place of worship, to assemble the body of Christ, where we come together, because 1 puts away 10,000, 2 puts away 100,000, and 3 puts away 100,000, and on and on and on and on. But my message is, let's get it together and be responsible and accountable. We all have made some bad choices and decisions, but the first thing is to recognize it and then get instructions. Where do you get instructions from? Not from Facebook, not from man's opinion or theology, but from the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved, and then you pray and ask for revelation and fast to stay out of the flesh, out of your emotions, because emotions is a flesh and is subject to change at any moment. As I said, that this segment will be very sweet, short, straight to the point, but I had to get this out today. You have people go to school all their life, pursue careers and education. If they took a small percentage of that energy and determination to do that in the Word of God, oh my goodness, we would have some very strong soldiers in the kingdom of God. The Word of God says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge because they don't know me. Encouraging everyone to read your word. Eat the seed, which is the Word of God. And I guarantee you that you will prosper even as your soul prospers. We're going to take a short break and come back with announcements and let that marinate in your spirit and on your mind and in your heart.
Mm-hmm. control your role, where do you think you're going? You would never reach here. Sorry. You think that's all?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me. Can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me. I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me. I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother chopping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my doubt. The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Ain't life a bitch, ain't no time to play around. Moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that little short time to shine music. You probably wonder why I play it, but listen to the words. Okay. Now, I'm going to finish up with our topic about manipulating the Word of God is a very dangerous thing to do. All I'm going to say and end it up with is to beware of what you are quoting and speaking into people's lives. Because God's word does not come back void, and he has no respect for person, and it works both ways. What sow a man sow, he shall reap. So be careful what you are quoting and speaking into people's lives. That's why you probably wonder, well, why is she just reading the Bible? Because that's what works. not my opinion. I take a few notes. I don't write down a sermon. I just write down the notes as I'm reading a scripture, and God will give me a revelation as I have prayed for understanding and to be able to interpret it where even a child can understand it, because it's really not that difficult if you want it, if you believe it, if you receive it. That's why I read the word with passion, and it makes it come alive, you know, instead of reading like I'm doing a sermon or a funeral. I have passion for the word of God, and that's why I read his word out loud, and I take a couple of notes, share it, and a note is just it's a thought that goes along the revelation that I'm sharing from the scriptures. Now, for our announcement today, I just want to share with you that on February the 15th, 2014, I will be having a debut and book signing for the second volume of The Purpose of My Closure, and it's written with Noted Answers and Intervention. Very good book, very good book. This will be on the 14th of February at 6434 West Sugar Creek in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Antoni's Caribbean Cafe. We will have a guest speaker, McClellan. She is the owner of Anointed Future Daycare. She deals with the early child education from like newborn up until before they go to kindergarten. And then we will have a special guest from the Girl Talk Foundation, where they have a program for young teenagers. I believe it's like from age 12, maybe to 17. And it all works together because in my first and second volume, I am at the age from 1 through probably about 21, 22. And it's an autobiography from childhood, entering into womanhood. So it's very well-rounded where we all can relate. But you have to get the first and second volume. There are 12 volumes all together, and after the 12th volume, we will be working on an episode of movies. So stay in prayer, touch and agree, believe and receive, which I know is already done, because when God gives you vision, he gives you provision, and what he has for you, no one can take away. Check out our website, www.thepurposeofclosure.com, constantly updating, adding new content. So check it out on a regular basis. If you have some information or special event that you would like to be posted or shared on radio or even the website, you can contact me at www.thepurposeofclosure.com. Also check out Lolo Vivi, thelolovivinetwork.com. It's a great website. I share that with everyone. Lolo Vivi means much love. What do you have love for? I'm sure you'll find some things that you have love for. Fashion, music, various things, cars. It's a nice website. And nice, fast, and growing company there as well, and a great company for networking. Check out the blogs, and always nice to get some feedback. Well, we're going to end this segment for today, and I'll see you Thursday. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, God be with you. Oh,
do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to fear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who puts a knife to my throat? Stains of all my childhood sorrows